Hello, everyone. Welcome to NGW High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and joining me this week from the loudest chair at the commentary table, the Guido.
How's it going, everyone?
Oh, you excited for this weekend, Guido?
I am. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Of course, Road to Roadhouse, the Greene County Days at this weekend.
Yep, we'll be putting on a live show at Greene County Days up in Roadhouse. It is a free show during the celebration up there, so come on out and catch some great action. And we already have the infamous Dardar in the chat here saying, well, look who it is. It's Camera Guy and Mr. Heelmaker.
Oh, sure. Yeah, blame me for that.
Well, I mean, the NGW board of directors had to make a new rule because of you, Guido.
First it was I can't leave the commentary table unless provoked, and now it's I can't be seen with wrestlers. What's going to be next?
No, you can be seen with wrestlers. You're just not allowed to take selfies and photos with wrestlers.
No. Hashtag Guido's fault, of course.
Yeah. Oh, we have Brandon Hunt in the chat saying, hey guys, wanted to say hi from Texas. He just moved there from Muskuta. Oh man, I guess you're just gonna have to catch up with all the NGW action on our YouTube page.
Well, I mean there's a lot of action on the YouTube channel, Facebook page. You know, I know there. I don't. We've still got a lot going on for our next show.
Yep. After Greene County Days of Road to Roadhouse, we're going to be having Retribution right at our home at the Lou Civic Center in Muskuta, Illinois. And we've already had a couple matches announced for that. Of course, we're going to be having the finals to crown the first ever NGW Women's Champion. That's going to come down to Lexi Greene and Shaza McKenzie.
I'm so looking forward to that. I mean, that is going to be two of the top women's wrestlers, and coming to Muskuta to settle and score. One of them is going to walk out the first ever NGW Women's Champion. I'm looking forward to it. Camera Guy, how about you?
Oh, yeah, it has been an absolute year-long tournament to get to the first-ever NGW Women's Champion, and it's hard to believe that it's coming down to this.
I mean, exactly. I mean, we had that huge second-chance match a few weeks ago, and we've had an incredible talent coming into this tournament, and it just seems like everyone who's anyone in independent women's wrestling wants to come to NGW, and now there's a prize to vie for in that NGW Women's Championship. A beautiful belt. I mean, that's the thing. You know, it's a beautiful belt, like all the titles in NGW. You know, you want to be part of that. You want to be a champion in NGW because, you know, I'm not going to lie, I've told NGW management several times, they get some of the best looking belts in the Midwest.
The heaviest belts too. And then, speaking of that wonderful title, as was announced on the NGW Facebook page, the championship is going to be presented by Big Mama Love.
Exactly. Hall of Famer Big Mama Love going to award the first ever women's, we're getting to say his name. Wait, whose name?
The current NGW Lightning Division champion.
Oh, that person.
Yes.
I thought they were referring to someone else.
I mean, you know, we don't have anything scheduled for LVK at this upcoming show. But considering, you know, the absolute, you know, banger of a match that he put on against Reinar, I would be surprised not to see him.
No, exactly.
And then, of course, we're also going to be having Dexter Roswell taking on Ricky Cruz.
No, exactly. I mean, You know, I'm looking forward to this, especially with Dexter's actions after Scorched Earth. I can understand being frustrated, but he used that frustration in a negative manner. I mean, you know, plus kick and kiss Chris Cade in the five hole. That, you know, what's that going to do to get you another title shot?
Yeah, but I mean, we all know the exact reason why he did it.
Exactly. You know, and don't get me wrong, PYT can be very frustrating.
No, I'm not talking about that reason.
You're blaming me again for this.
Yes,
because that's what I did. I totally whispered in Dexter's ear, kick Chris Cade in the junk when the first chance you get.
But and then, of course, the old Chris Cade has actually been banned from the building too.
No,
Benny Cavini's here. He's here to raid with Kolthar. But you know, but before we get to our guest tonight, Dirk Kolthar, we do have a little bit of one of my favorite things.
Is it what I think it is?
You know what that is, Guido?
Do we have it? Do we have it?
We yes, do have some news. Breaking news.
All right.
Yeah, it was just handed down to me that we will be seeing the current NGW Tag Team Champions, PYT's own, facing the Fam.
All right. We are going to run it back. Awesome.
Yes, we are. You know, of course, the Fam was defeated by Tobias Storm and Marco Hendricks of PYT just last month, and the Fam is looking to become a three-time NGW Tag Team Champions.
That's the thing. It's, you know, of course, all the outside interference from PYT, and of course, you know, the surprise of the price of the chairman, I guess we have to call Curtis him now. Payne. Curtis Payne. So you know what? I'm happy that NGW management has decided that we're going to run this back. That the Fam's going to get their rematch, and finally someone on my side.
Yeah, Payne, right there with you, Benny. Ooh, a rematch. Tartar's conflicted now. But, you know, speaking of tag team champions, there was a little bit of a shakeup this last weekend at IWA Productions.
So I heard. Go on.
Yeah. The Gospel of Damnation are no longer the IWA tag team champions. The new tag team champions are the Great Heathen Army.
I was about to say, you don't forget the great in that. They get very upset if you do.
Yes. Yep. The Great Heathen Army was able to defeat not only the Gospel of Damnation, but also the boys and a boy and his monster. There were a lot of boys in that match.
And from what you said, about three at least.
Yeah. But what do you say we go ahead and bring on one half of the new IWA Tag Team Champions, Dirk Kolthar.
All right.
What's up?
DK, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, you know, I'm doing good. I'm living the champ life.
Hashtag champ life.
Yeah, Benny, indeed I am, in the chat Guido. Saying, well deserved.
That's right, Benny. That is right.
You'll have to forgive me for being a little self-serving. I'm trying to get a hashtag in there other than hashtag Guido's fault. So,
stop making it your fault, Guido.
I don't even know what I did.
You took a picture, Guido. That's what it comes down to. But DK, congratulations on becoming the new IWA Tag Team Champion. That was a heck of a match that you had on Saturday.
Yes, it was. And the rightful team won and we reclaimed what we never should have lost, our tag team titles.
Benny with a hashtag best tag champs.
That's right, Benny. These ain't going anywhere for a while.
Everybody make sure if you have any questions for a current IWA Tag Team Champion Dirk Coulthard to drop him in the chat, and we'll make sure that we at least ask him the questions. We might not get a full-on answer, but I hope you'll consider answering the questions that we bring up in the chat here tonight.
As long as there are no questions from Dardar, we're fine.
Oh, you don't want Dardar questions? What about Benny questions?
Benny, yes. Benny is fine. Benny's fine. He's a diehard Heathen fan. He's fine.
What about questions from Mr. Jerry Morgan? He likes to hang out in the chat of the show.
I guess I can answer Jerry questions.
So, yeah. We got Dardar just straight up saying the Heathens suck.
I mean, we're champions. She's just a PYT wannabe fan.
We have a boy and his monster in the chat saying that you fought with honor. We will meet again for those titles. Not sure if that's a communication from Savage or Shrapnel.
I'd like to think it was Shrapnel. I worry about Savage and technology, not going to lie.
It doesn't matter who steps up to me and Reinar. They will fall just like everybody else has. We welcome any challenge.
Fighting champions, that's always good to have.
We lost these to the gospel, which we shouldn't have. We got them back. We redeemed ourselves. And now we're going to prove why we are the best choice to hold these tag team titles.
Well, we have another statement from a boy as monster saying, also, you flew well, so I'm pretty sure that we're actually hearing from Savage right now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that wasn't fun. I did not expect to get picked up by Savage and Brown.
Well, Savage is known for his penchant of throwing people.
He is usually the dude beating dudes with other dudes.
Yeah. Oh, we have Jerry Morgan asking a question of, will Jerry get a tag team championship match? Be mindful, I have a habit of winning championship matches.
If Jerry can find a tag team partner that can put up with him, he might have a shot. But I highly doubt it.
I mean, Jerry currently is the IWA Productions light heavyweight champion. And I know that in NGW, we don't have any rules against having dual champions. I don't believe there's a rule in IWA about being dual champions either.
If Jerry gets a tag team partner that can put up with him, we'll talk about it.
All right.
But I doubt he will find somebody in IWA that will put up with him.
Well, you never know. But Jerry Morgan actually does have a championship match coming up on the 20th against the current NGW heavyweight champion, Playboy. Do you think you could walk away from that one with the NGW heavyweight belt and the IWA light heavyweight belt?
I mean, it sounds like in his mind, since he's eyeballing these, that he's already going to go through Playboy like nothing.
Seems like he does have that level of confidence. I mean, he did, unfortunately, you know, just last month lose to a Preacher in the match for the NGW Lightning Division champion. But there was a little bit of tomfoolery involved with that.
Hey, will you mute the TV real quick? One second.
And we also have Chris Cade in the chat saying, I've watched DK grow from just a kid trying to get his foot in the door to multiple championships. Can honestly say I'm proud of him.
And thank you, Chris. Hopefully, down the road, I can show you what I'm actually made of.
Yo, that'd be a heck of a match, I do believe, you against Chris Cade.
I mean, I would win, clearly, but because not many people can handle my brutality, but, you know, I'd go easy on Chris. Not too easy, though.
I don't think he'd want you to go easy on him. I think he'd want you to give you everything that he has.
I mean, he tried giving Dexter everything he had and didn't end up very well for him.
Ah, that's true. And we actually have a question for you from Benny Cavini. So, if there was anyone in history you'd want to face, obviously not from NGW, who would it be?
Okay. Now, is this from anywhere, Benny? Or has it had to be promotions that I've worked before?
It says anyone in history. Anywhere, anyone, anytime. Living, dead, doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, I can't fight a dead guy. He's already dead. I'm just kidding. So anybody in history. It would definitely have to be Jeff Hardy. My idol growing up, the guy that got me to fall in love with wrestling. 100% Jeff Hardy.
In just a normal match, or you want to be a part of another tables, ladders, and chairs match?
Oh, we going full hardcore. I'm going to bring out the charismatic enigma.
Oh, that sounds like that would be fun.
That would be fun. I'd have to tone down the fanboy and focus on the match, but it'd be fun.
So I've seen you wrestle, you know, NGW, IWA Productions, MMWA. Where else have you been in action at?
I have wrestled for NGW, IWA Productions, MMWA. I started in Dynamo Pro Wrestling. Worked there for basically the entire time I've been in the business. I have worked for CHWA. I have worked for PWE twice, and then Illinois Elite Wrestling.
You've been a former IEW Tag Team Champion?
Yes. Yes, but my favorite places to wrestle are definitely NGW, MMWA, and IWA Productions. Because there's something about the crowds that just love the Vikings.
That's the truth. I mean, it doesn't seem to matter whether you guys are a good guy or a bad guy at that current time. Everybody just loves the heathens.
Exactly. Unless you're Dardarn.
Well, speaking of Dardar, we do have a question for you from Dardar saying, well, DK, how would you feel if you had to face Preacher again? And would you face, she got me.
Dang it.
And we're up to two.
If I had to face that guy again, I got you, Alex.
All right.
It wouldn't be very pretty for him. Because you see, the whole time we were feuding over these tag titles, he has done nothing but take out Reinhardt, kidnap Rixer, make the three of us look like fools, try to throw his best at me when he left me alone, which didn't work. So there is definitely some frustration that needs to be let out on that guy. So he can get it anytime, any place, anywhere.
Okay, so a rematch against the Gospel of Damnation is looking to be in the cards. As you know, as we just announced in our breaking news, we have the fam going up against Tobias Storm and Marco Hendricks for the tag team titles. Who, in your opinion, do you think would be a better opponent if the Great Heathen Army is to vie for the NGW tag team titles?
So we've had good matches with the fam for a while now, including that TLC match. The fam knows exactly what the Great Heathen Army is capable of. So I would have to go with Tobias and Marco because they have no idea what we're capable of. They have no idea what we can do. Those two are full of hot air because they're with Playboy, who is another guy filled with hot air. So I think the Great Heathen Army versus Tobias and Marcos for the NGW tag team titles would be a good match. It'd be a hard fought match with, of course, the outcome being the Great Heathen Army. Because those two have no idea what the two of us can do or any one of us can do in the Great Heathen Army.
Well, the kicker, though, as you well know, when you're battling PYT is if you're scheduled against one or two members of PYT, it's not just those one or two members. You're taking on the entirety of PYT.
That would be the only challenge. Is keeping an eye on every member of PYT. Which, that wouldn't be hard for us. Because we welcome a challenge no matter what it is. We do not back down. And unfortunately, if that match ever happened, the infamous Dardar would be upset because her precious PYT would lose. Ignore my dog. You wasn't brought in the show. I need you to get down.
Are you sure that's not the Great Heathen dog?
No, not this little thing.
And we have your tag team partner, Ryar the Hooligan, in the chat saying, it sounds even to me.
Actually, but Ryar, I have a replacement. All right, go.
Hey, you got Ariel McNeil saying, tag in the dog.
She just rolled over back and sat there like this, like one of the Jitter Petter Stump rubber tummy.
Oh, and we have Alex Steele of the fam in the chat saying, unfortunately, you won't get the chance because the fam will be 3-time tag team champs on the 20th.
I highly doubt that, Alex. You guys have had your time with the tag team titles. Time to let them go. Time to let them go. Go to the back of the line after you lose. And let the Great Heathen Army take their rightful place as tag team champions.
We got Benny saying, make sure Marcellus doesn't pet it this time. He's referring to your dog, of course.
Marcellus can have her.
One less dog. I'm saying keep dreaming.
I mean, it's not a dream because here's how you look at this, Alex. The Great Heathen Army has something you currently do not have right now. That's all I got to say.
That is a good point. You are the current IAWA Productions Tag Team Champions.
We may not have been successful in capturing the NGW Tag Team titles, but we turned it around and regained the IWA Productions tag team titles.
And, you know, once you get a little bit of momentum, it's kind of hard to stop a train, isn't it?
Exactly. Unless for some reason Guido does and it's his fault.
Alex Steele asking, so he wants to take the IWA tag titles.
You can try, Alex.
Jerry Morgan is insisting that you are delusional.
And you're bald, Jerry. I'm pretty sure Guido has more hair than you, buddy.
And we have Donde Estoy in the chat proclaiming that Donde is heathen.
Yes, Donde is heathen. We like Donde.
Donde is a member of the Great Heathen Army.
He's just in the very back of the Shield wall. Very back.
Why wouldn't you put him in
the Donde party? Would be the greater Heathen Army.
Donde might get lost. Have you not seen his road trips with Scott?
Yeah, that's why he doesn't ride with me.
How Scott made it there on time, I have no idea. No offense, Donde.
Donde always does eventually make it to the right place.
Indeed,
now,
he does.
How he gets from Indiana to Illinois in 30 minutes, I still haven't quite figured that out.
I think Donde is actually a superhero in disguise, and he can fly. All I'm going to say.
You know what's crazy? That it actually makes a lot of sense.
Because what man is that hairy? Well, except for Reinar, of course. But
we have Alex Steele saying, I like the sound of 3-time NGW tag team champs and new IWA tag champs.
Well, maybe down the road, Alex. Who knows? They could put a match together. The Great Heathen Army defending the IWA Productions tag team titles against the fam defending their NGW tag team titles on the line, title for title. You never know. You still wouldn't win, but sounds like a pretty good idea in my head.
We have co-CEO of NGW, Phoenix Quinn, saying someone's awfully confident for no reason.
I mean, your boys lost their tag team titles. We have our tag team titles. There's confidence for a reason. I have a nice shiny belt. They just have regular belts that hold their pants up. I have a nice belt buckle. They do not.
Alex Steele asking, winner take all?
Absolutely.
That could be. And Phoenix Quinn saying, sounds like something a CEO could sign off on.
Sign off on it. Sign off on it.
Hintity.
We're not losing these without a fight. I'm just saying. We are not losing these without a fight. Nobody's taking these from us again.
Well, I mean, Jerry Morgan is saying, I have a couple shiny belts looking to collect one more in a couple weeks.
Yeah, see, and that's what you should be focusing on, not trying to weasel your way in a tag team title shot.
And Phoenix saying that you got lucky and you know it.
I mean, it wasn't luck if we got the pin. Scott's fault. He counted the three for us. Sorry, your guys wasn't there. I mean, Marcellus had a singles match. He was there Saturday. I don't know where Alex was, so kind of can't go at it alone.
Yeah, that is true. And Donnie is saying, who did Heathens pin to win belts? Donde missed match.
We pinned the Gospel of Damnation. We finally took them and shoved them in the back of the line where they belong.
Ryan's saying this sounds like something you can't authorize, DK.
Hey, you throwing ideas out there. Wouldn't you want to get the NGW tag team titles off the fam? After what they've done to us, I would.
Alex Steele saying, once we get the NGW tag titles back, name a place and time. But he'll let you have your moment in the spotlight. Have a good night.
I will. Have a good night, Alex. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, I'm still trying to figure out how that was still my fault.
How which was your fault?
Well, I got Dardar here saying hashtag Scott and Guido's fault. I wasn't even in the building.
No, you weren't there.
I I don't know what kind of power y'all think I have, but it's not even close to that. There is, however, one thing I wanted to bring up. Now, you know, with recent success notwithstanding, you and Reinar had a heck of a time against LVK at Scorched Earth.
Back it up. I was there to support Reinar. That wasn't my match. I was there to support Reinar.
Well, on paper, no, it was, but it was no disqualification, no count out, and you had quite a hand. It was basically almost a glorified handicap match.
I mean, that's what happens when the CEO says it's no count outs, no rules. Kind of gives the other person with a tag team partner kind of an advantage. Granted, we may not have won the night, but LVK had to fight for that win because it was, you know, like you said, it was basically a handicap, 2-on-1. I didn't make the rules. I just followed.
Now my question is, you seemed a little, how do I put this? Frustrated. And no, Mother Nature didn't take my hair. We all know who did, but we're going to focus on the issues.
Father Time.
Anyway, so, okay, basically what I'm getting to is you seemed a little bit frustrated after that. You've had recent success in the tag team division. Is there a possibility that you want your own match against LVK?
Yes, there was frustration. It didn't go Reinar's way. And unfortunately, I wanted to get my hands on him. Reinar stepped in the way, told me to back down, so I listened. But Kothar versus LVK, I would be down for that. Just know, I wouldn't go easy on him after what he's done to Reinar. I hold grudges, and I take it out in the ring.
We got Phoenix Quinn saying that she gave LVK what he wanted. If it was up to her, you would have been banned from ringside.
I mean, you gave LVK what he wanted, but yet you are the CEO. You still could have gave him what he wanted and also, yet again, banned me from ringside. But there was no rules, so what's to stop me from ignoring me being banned from ringside? Nothing.
You did have a very valid point. Yeah, you do have a very valid point. I mean, it's cut if you know if banning someone from ringside is a rule and the match has no rules. DK does have a very valid point. Sorry to play devil's advocate here, but
I mean, it kind of says it in the rules. No count outs, no rules, no qualifications. Anything goes.
And we have Jerry Morgan say he'd smash the two of you in a handicap match, but roundtable discussion, will Jerry Morgan be the new Genesis Wrestling Champion at Retribution?
That is good. That is good. Now, we've all seen Jerry show up to IWA Productions and NGW and just start going on a tear through everybody. And look what he's got now. He's the IWA Productions light heavyweight champion, and there's nobody in the lightweight division that can touch him. Except for me, of course. So
he won a handicap match this past weekend.
He did. And he went toe-to-toe with the Lightning Division champion in at NGW's past show. So, Playboy is in for a rough night when it comes to Jerry Morgan, because I faced Jerry Morgan multiple times, and he has pushed me to my limit. And it just wasn't enough to beat him. I don't think anybody can beat Jerry right now.
But we can't also forget that PYT has a habit of turning one-on-one matches into a team sport. So that's the thing. You got, you know, it's one thing to take on Playboy one-on-one, but you got to keep your head on a swivel, because if PYT is involved, you're not facing Playboy one-on-one.
I think Jerry can handle it. I think he could. It's just nobody knows what's going on in Jerry Morgan's mind going into that match. He could have multiple plans in mind to deal with Nikki Monroe and Virgil. And I forgot
the other guy. Tobias Storm and yeah. Marco Hendricks.
And Curtis Payne.
And Curtis Payne now, too.
And whoever else shows up wearing pink and black.
Jerry Morgan is like, he's like Seth Rollins right now. He's always one step, two steps ahead of everybody.
He's not leaning on his wife, though.
Look at what happened Saturday at IWA Productions. TJ was gone. Didn't make it. They threw him two opponents, and he wiped the floor with them. He wasn't prepared for a triple threat match. He was prepared for a one-on-one. And he still beat.
And then after TJ, unfortunately, wasn't able to make it, he was ready to go home.
Mm-hmm. And they threw Navi and the sound guy at him. And it was a bad night for Navi and the sound guy. And Jerry's still the IWA Productions light heavyweight champion.
Look, Navi and Mason the sound guy, two incredibly talented individuals. But we're talking about somebody who we're talking about a multi-time champion, multiple years in the business, and even without the assistance of PYT, easily one of the best wrestlers in the Midwest area, bar none. I feel it's an uphill battle for the shooter. I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying he better pack a lunch and clear his schedule, because it's going to be a long night.
I definitely think Jerry can do it. Actually, I know Jerry can do it. But to add to this discussion, let's switch it to Playboy. Anytime Playboy has a match, he always has his little, you know, groupies with him. What's to say Playboy leave PYT in the back and fight Jerry one-on-one? You are the heavyweight champ. What's to stop you from proving to everybody that you can do it by yourself and not with four or five other people helping you keep it?
But that's something that PYT would never do, though, because PYT is a cohesive unit.
He ain't got the guts to do it.
He doesn't. He does not have the guts to face Jerry Morgan one-on-one.
You know, unless someone there wants to prove us wrong.
We got Jerry Morgan asking, should the Heathens come out to ringside and keep PYT at bay?
Jerry, I have faced you multiple times. You do not need myself and Reinar's help. You can do this. You got this by yourself. It's just, we know Playboy's not man enough to face you one-on-one.
Yeah, Reinar's saying Reinar and Warhammer can hold off all PYT at bay.
Okay, Reinar proved me wrong. He wants to help Jerry.
I just think he wants an excuse to bring the Warhammer.
Who doesn't? Warhammers are fun.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't blame him.
Reinhardt just loves a good fight.
He does. He does. And so
doesn't
do
matter
I.
Who. It seems like doesn't matter who, doesn't matter when. If somebody's up for a fight, you and Reinhardt are right there for it.
Exactly. It's what we do. We'll take on anybody. Doesn't matter.
No, it seems we got a volunteer in the chat.
Who is it, Benny?
No, Dardar.
Oh. I'm not hitting a girl with glasses.
Especially not with a Warhammer, that could hurt.
Yes, yes, yes. Glasses are expensive.
We got Dante in the chat asking Warhammer, Lilith Grimm.
No, Dante, an actual Warhammer.
Not Warhammer 40.
He does have a Warhammer, though.
I mean, we could pick up Lilith and the Warhammer and swing her at people. No. No. That would be a good idea.
I don't know. I think maybe, you know, the Great Heathen Army, you know, teaming up with Lilith for a tag team match would be an interesting thing to see.
It would. We've even talked about it. Me and Reinhardt have. It would. We're both interested in that team up.
Yeah, basically the same thing. He's like, why do I feel like Kolthar, Reinhardt, Lilith Grimm, and Rixer would make a great team?
This would.
That most definitely would.
It would.
No, Dante, that's, you're thinking MC Hammer.
Oh, that Warhammer, he has good music. Can't touch this. Doon, do, 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 do.
You're thinking that MC is a good Hammer.
Song. I'm gonna have to play that later. Thanks, Dante.
That's an entirely different Hammer.
I mean, stop. It's Hammer time, you know. And we could do that as a chant. Brian, I'll write that down.
Do stop Hammer time as a chant?
Yeah, why not?
Hashtag Hammer time.
That would work. Wow, yeah. But, of course, you know, there was a fourth team that you were able to defeat on Saturday. That was the boys.
Boys. Well, it was one boy and the water boy.
Well, I guess Baker's the water boy?
Yes. We even asked him to get us a water, and he didn't do it. It's kind of upsetting. Ugh. He's fired.
Was that the first time you had the chance to face the boys?
That's actually the second time in IWA that we faced the boys. First match was fun. The second time, whole lot better.
Well, Jared Morgan said you'd have to wear parachute pants from now on.
You find me a pair of parachute pants and I will.
Oh, I'm sure they probably have them on Amazon. Then we have Dante saying Reinhardt, Rixer, Lilith, and Dante versus Preacher Brew.
Tried to stop him. I tried.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That's the second time that's not the normal thing that happens, though.
What was that?
I don't know. Usually when we say Preacher three times, we get his spooky, you know, we're always watching. But the last couple times, it's been something different.
Okay, well. He can just watch from wherever he's at, probably regrouping in his graveyard or something because he lost Saturday. But it's whatever.
Now that we've met the limit, I guess we can now say. But you know, yeah, I mean, yeah, you could be spooky and all that, but you put him on the championship diet. You made him 10 pounds in 3 seconds.
That's all that mattered.
I like that, the championship diet.
I mean, it fits. It fits. Put that on a t-shirt, Guido.
I'm thinking about it.
We got Benny saying that was interesting. I agree, Benny.
Well,
get with our producers to figure out why things are getting weirder around here.
I mean, if they're always watching, that's great. Thanks for, tuning into the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The more views, you the better.
You could have just done what everybody else did and typed in the chat instead of taking over the whole show.
Well, yeah, the only people who've actually like full on taken over the show was PYT. And they even locked me and Scott out.
That's Scott's fault.
Yeah, it was. Always having such an easy password to guess. Speaking of guesses, though, I think it's about time for us to do my other favorite thing on the show. And that, of course, is...
I didn't study.
Shock therapy.
I didn't study.
Oh. Well, the great thing about shock therapy is you never know even what the category is going to be, because we like to try to tailor our questions as much to our guests as possible.
The answers are all C.
Not all the time.
All the above.
Gotcha. But for anybody new here, the way that shock therapy works is we ask our guests a series of 3 multiple choice questions. They get 2 out of the 3 questions right. They will win a prize for one of our live viewers. And this week, Dirk Harthar is actually going to be playing for Benny Cavini, the Heathen's number one fan.
All right, Benny, let's do this. I didn't let you down last time.
Benny saying it's shocking time. and we were a little bit challenged this week trying to come up with a good set of questions, because, the last time you were on, we had asked you questions about famous raids throughout history. But this time around, we figured...
It's favorite foods. I got you.
No. Oh, dang. We figured that... usually we shorten, Dirk Harthar to DK. So we figured we were going to ask you about another very famous DK in the world. That's right, Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Absolutely. Donkey Kong history ain't there all the way, but we'll give it a shot.
All right, your first question. Who was Donkey Kong's first nemesis? Was it
Mario.
A, Ted the grocery store manager, B, a sentient banana cream pie, C, Mario, or D, the man in the yellow hat?
Mario.
Mario? Mario Jumpman Mario?
Yeah.
All right. And you are correct.
Yeah, give me some.
Mario.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Camera guy is absolutely right. He was known as Jumpman at the time. He was not known as Mario until the Mario Brothers game.
Yep. Well, he was known as Mario Jumpman Mario. Because first and last name is Mario.
Yeah.
And he was saving his then-girlfriend Pauline from the clutches of Donkey Kong.
Yeah, when will it ever work for him?
So my wife just found parachute pants for Jerry.
They do exist.
See, now you're going to have to wear them.
No, they're for Jerry, not me.
Oh, they're for Jerry to wear.
middle-aged bald. Kind of goes with the pants a little bit.
I guess.
A tiny bald head.
All right, back to the therapy.
All right, so you have one down, two to go. Your next question. There is one. There is more than one DK in the Donkey Kong universe. Who is the other one? Is it A, Donde Kong, B, Dale King, C, Don't Eat That Kong, or D, Diddy Kong?
Why do I think the first answer is something that Donde typed in?
You know, it could be.
But it is definitely it is definitely Diddy Kong.
Going with D, Diddy Kong. And you are correct. It is D, Diddy Kong.
I'm about to say, I thought there was more Kongs.
Yeah, but I don't think there's another D Kong because there's Cranky Kong.
There's Cranky Kong, Diddy Kong, Donkey Kong, and then the girl Kong with the blonde hair. I can't think of her name.
It was Daisy Kong.
I can't think of the Daisy Kong. Oh, so there are three DKs. And no, we have four. Reiner the Hooligan calling us nerds. Is Asa saying that Donde Kong was the only acceptable answer?
It really was, Reiner. But I gotta get Benny the poster, okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you got two out of the three right, so you have won that signed poster for Benny. Congratulations, Benny.
All right. So let's ask this question again and make Donde Kong the right answer.
No, we do have a different third question for you if you want to see if you can go 3 for 3.
All right, let's go.
All right. Third question. Nintendo was sued by Universal Studios because they thought Donkey Kong was an infringement on what character? Was it A, King Kong, B, Frank, Dracula's plumber, C, the invisible mime, or D, Clunky Kong, a misunderstood gorilla who starred in an educational film about proper banana storage regulations?
Look, so I know the answer for this one, but I'm going to be funny, and I'm going to go with D. It's D all the way.
You're going with D. Clunky Kong needs his
recognition, okay?
You're going with D. Clunky Kong, the misunderstood gorilla who starred in an educational film about proper banana storage regulations.
Yeah, and Clunky Kong needs that recognition, okay?
Fortunately, it was King Kong.
Yeah, I knew it. I just had to make it fun.
So I would like to admit that I was wrong about Daisy Kong. It's actually Dixie Kong.
This is why Daldar says it's your fault. This is why there's a hashtag going around now.
Yes, but unlike a good majority of people in the world at large, I'm willing to admit my mistakes.
Guido just can't keep his monkeys straight.
His monkeys are out of the barrel.
In this case, it actually is my circus and my monkeys. So,
Briar saying he only put Clunky because he couldn't think of Corky.
And you know, that's the thing. You know, safe banana storage is very important. And I actually think I have that safety video. It's right next to my copy of Reefer Madness.
Okay.
Dixie Kong, didn't she?
Oh.
No, she was the first knockout. She was one of the first knockouts champions. Oh, wait, I'm thinking Awesome Kong. My apologies.
No relation, though.
Yeah,
of course. We got Dara saying that me and Benny will see you guys on the 20th because due to the long drive, they won't be able to make it there on the 6th. But you know who will be there on the 6th?
Well,
Coulthard.
Well, Dardar, if you start walking right now, you'll get there by Saturday. Saying.
I mean, that could be a good point.
What? Man, it's seven o'clock. She'll get there by tomorrow. my wife was looking at me, giving me a stupid look. I'm like, I wasn't wrong.
But you will be there on Saturday, won't you?
Yes, I will.
And we've got quite a lineup of people who are going to be there. We're going to have Dirk Kothar. We're going to have the reigning NGW Lightning Division champion Preacher, the reigning heavyweight champion Playboy, Ricky Cruz, Marcellus Knight, Shrapnel.
Good old Shrapnel.
Yes. Is that somebody you, I don't recall you facing Shrapnel.
I did. At IWA. I beat him in the six-pack challenge at the beginning of the year to go on to face Logan.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember. But it's great to actually see him making return both to NGW and IWA productions recently.
It is. It is. He had a good return and a sad return. Good return.
Yeah.
Bad return.
I just think he needs to take some time. It'll take some time, but he'll knock that ring rust off and be back and be back in his winning ways here soon.
Well, absolutely. Ring rust. The first thing he did was a top rope drop kick into the face of Brujo while he was holding a chair.
He knocked the ring rust off.
Yeah, right then and there.
Well, he knocked something off.
Might knocked a few teeth out of Brujo's mouth, but
I think he knocked Brujo off his feet. So he did knock something off.
Yeah. So who do you think you're gonna be facing on Saturday there, DK?
I think it'll be Shrapnel for sure.
Shrapnel for sure.
I definitely think for sure it'll be Shrapnel.
If you want to see if you can go for two pens in a row on Preacher.
Oh, easily. Let's see. Easily could go for two pens on Preacher. Ricky, I'd definitely love to get back in the ring with him. Definitely owe him a few from the last time him and I faced. Who else are we going to have there? Wasn't it tag champions?
Yeah, it's Marcellus Knight and Playboy.
Ooh. I'm not in Playboy's league, but it would be nice to face him now. Would be nice. I'd show him how to actually shake his hips, not whatever he's doing. And Marcellus, I've always loved facing Marcellus. Except when he pet that dog, that wasn't fun.
I enjoy that.
Well, you guys did, but not us.
No.
But, you know, I would actually like to face Playboy. Because then I could rub it in Darby's face that I beat her favorite person.
Huh.
No offense, Dardar.
Well, we actually have, like, the question of the year, I think, from Dardar right here. Is, wait. If Guido gets a picture with Preacher and Brujo, will it turn them good?
No, you just said I'll he was right there.
Or will it turn them super evil?
You know, that actually does sound like a good experiment, gentlemen. I'll be right back.
No, you would get fined.
Just look for the graveyard, Guido. You'll see him there, sitting there.
Now, that's the thing. The fine still hasn't been stipulated, but I'm sure we can get the GGO legal team can get that negotiated to relatively inexpensive. Or I just need to win Powerball. One of the two.
Or the fine is just, you know, like, who was the last person that got fined? I don't remember who it was, but I think the fine was decided by just waiting for Donde to yell out a random number.
Do you Donde want to press that yelling line? Out a random number for a fine? Now that is scary.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to roll that dice.
Wait. So I think this is the first time someone's called my head little. Oh, thank you.
Dardar saying no, see here, little bald shiny Mr. Clean looking self down. She's not only calling your head little, but she's also calling you muscular.
That's a compliment right there.
That is.
You'll remember, I used to be a lot bigger, so. Like a lot bigger.
I used to be skinnier until I met my wife who can cook really well, and well, I paid the price.
Dare say, Mr. Clean, go wash the dishes.
Shouldn't you be going to bed, daughter? Don't you have like school tomorrow or something?
I didn't know she was your bedtime. With that.
Vinny, you can stay up as late as you want.
You want me to go do the dishes? I got people for that.
Don't say it, Guido. Don't say it.
I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize the vastness of GGO Enterprises.
Take that off my shoulders for right now.
I cannot wait to see you on Saturday, DK.
Or will I see you on Saturday? That's the real question.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I love doing little pop-up shows. They're really fun.
I think that's something missing from modern wrestling, the spot shows.
Because isn't the Roadhouse, isn't it a festival?
Yep,
is the Green County Days. It's free admission.
And the festival shows are fun. Those are really fun.
Exactly. Get yourself I actually
debuted at a festival show, and it was fantastic. People didn't even know who I was, and they were cheering, booing, just had a good time.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, get yourself a corn dog, funnel cake, lemon shake up, and watch yourself some wrestling.
And Alex is paying for all of it. I mean,
no.
Can't wait to see you guys Saturday.
No. You have to get your own funnel cakes, gentlemen.
Fine. Ariel can pay for us.
Ariel won't be there.
You're going to get that.
Oh, man.
You're going to have to get your own funnel cake. But I'd advise waiting on the funnel cake until after your match. Or at least halfway through.
I'll get the funnel cake and I'll just stretch shrapnel with it. Or Preacher. Or Marcellus. Marcellus likes funnel cake. He likes funnel cake. I just got that feeling that he does.
You know,
we'll get him a wig and say, here, this will fix your hair.
You know, if they have like a taco stand there, you know, the taco stand be the perfect way to distract Donde if he pops up.
I think the taco stand is the perfect way to distract anyone, because there are two kinds of people in this world. People like tacos and those that are wrong.
Those people are wrong. They pee sitting down.
Jerry wants to know when he's going to be back on the show. But you're on the show right now.
I mean, you're right there.
He's got a little square right there.
But I do think they do it every Thursday, Jerry. So you just got to get in contact with them.
Yeah, let's have a check.
Yeah, I'd be more welcome to have Jerry on again, especially considering that he's going to be in the main event on the 20th.
There you go. There's your guest for next week. Get his insight. before the big,
you know what?
Before the big dance.
Jerry, are you game to come on the 18th? I guess we'll have to. Yeah, see, he knows he has a big match to promote. You know what, Jerry? If you're free on the 18th, we would love to have you on.
Yeah, that's a yes.
Jerry said he's game. So
everybody would love to know what Jerry's got going on in here to get ready for that match.
So you know what? I'm going to take this opportunity, and you know what? Since you're still with us here, I'm gonna pass this off to you, DK, for you to do the. Breaking news.
That's all I do with this.
Leave it. Go to bed. Breaking news for what?
Oh, for who our guest on the 18th is going to be.
Oh, it's Jerry Morgan. Make sure you wear your sunglasses and turn the lights down because the lights are going to be shining off his head. Don't polish your heads, kids.
I believe that it will be Guido joining me that week, so it's going to be the Battle of the Bald.
Hey, no more on Jerry. It's really extra shiny. Jerry, if you have to, give your head shiner to Guido.
I'll just get some better lighting in here.
Oh, but DK, I want to thank you very much for joining us here tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me. Love coming on here.
Yeah, man, we will be seeing you on Saturday up in Root House for Green County Days.
Exactly. Okay. Can't wait to see everybody Saturday. Hope everybody can come out and watch us. Going on a great show.
All right. You have a good day, sir.
You too.
Oh, we got Jerry say it's going to be the beautiful balds.
I don't know if about beautiful. I mean, I think I look all right.
I mean, I lost some of mine lately, but it's not entirely gone, though. It's still a little fuzzy up there.
Just don't stress too much. Otherwise, you know. Because just remember, it could be worse. We could look like Playboy.
I as long as I stay away from Playboy and Clippers, then I don't think I will befall your fate.
Yeah, I don't recommend that.
Oh, but I want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight. I want to thank Guido for stepping in, hosting with me tonight.
Now, I understand we're going to be doing this more often. Is that right?
Yep, my understanding is that the weeks that Scott's unavailable, we'll be having you on.
All right. Well, I'm not going to lie. It's been a lot of fun doing this, and I am looking forward to being a more regular co-host on NGW High Voltage.
Yeah, I mean, we even changed the logo. So when it's you joining us, it's a picture of you and me, and it's High Voltage with the camera guy and the Guido, and then when Scott's on, it's the camera guy and Scott Cross, both of whom we can blame for things.
Yeah. Story of my life. Still being blamed for the candy assassination. I don't know how that worked out.
We got Guido's fault. You know what? Okay, Dardar might have a good point here. The beautiful ball is more like the Mr. Clean duo.
Hey, your kitchen will never look better. Just saying.
But, you know, come check us out on Saturday, Green County Days, up in Root House, Illinois. It'll be a heck of a time. There's no admission fee. Just show up and you can watch a great show. And then, of course, on the 20th, we're going to be having Retribution at our home at the Lou Civic Center in Muskota, Illinois. We're going to be having our main event match of the current NGW heavyweight champion Playboy taking on the shooter Jerry Morgan. And as we just found out tonight, Jerry Morgan's going to be our guest on the 18th.
Yeah, looking forward to it because, you know, it'd be great to see what's what his mindset is going into Retribution.
It'd be even more interesting seeing what his mindset is coming out of it.
Well, you know, it all depends upon whether or not he comes out of it the new NGW heavyweight champion, which I'm not going to lie, it'd be a pleasure to call that.
And of course, we're also going to be having Dexter Roswell taking on Ricky Cruz, thanks to Guido.
Yeah, sure. Totally mind.
But no, it's that's know, because it's, of it's Dexter's action. Gardner
says it, but do you have to pile on?
It's fun. But no, of course, it is because of Dexter's actions at the end of Scorched Earth, where he attacked not only Ricky Cruz, but Chris Cade as well.
Yeah, taking everybody. And
Chris Cade has actually been banned from Retribution for his safety. Or for Dexter's safety, I'm sorry.
I don't know why we're banning people for people's safety. This is wrestling. You know, if we wanted safety, we'd take ballet.
Well, you know what? If Chris Cade was mad at me for something, I would kind of want to try to stay as far away from Chris Cade as for as long as possible, though.
But, you know, it's kind of hard to hide from the vengeful Chris Cade. I'm not going to lie.
That is true. I mean, you know, nice guy, but I wouldn't want to be on his bad side. Then we will be having the finale of the NGW Women's Championship with Lexi Green taking on Chaza McKenzie.
Exactly.
Who you got your money on there, Guido?
It's hard to say. I'm going to have to talk to Joey Numbers, see what the line is on this, because Lexi Green is, you know, she has had an incredible run in NGW, but Chaz McKenzie is so world traveled. I mean, she's even been on, you know, she's even been on in big 3-letter promotions and done well.
But Lexi Green is a 3rd-generation talent.
I mean, exactly. It, like I said, this is about as even a contest as we could possibly have for the to crown the first ever NGW Women's Champion. And I believe I'm.
And this is kind of like a 6 in one hand, half dozen in the other type of situation.
Yep. Exactly. That's the thing. I think it's going to be a complete toss up, a complete pick 'em, if you will, going into this contest. So, I guess if people want to find out, they just need to come down to the Lou Civic Center on September 20th and find out.
Yeah, but no matter who gets the 1-2-3 in that match, the NGW Women's Championship will be presented by Big Mama Love, the St. Louis Independent Wrestling Hall of Famer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a big thing. I mean, Big Mama Love, well loved, well respected in our community. And I think it's only right, it's only just, it's only fair that she's the one who presents the belt to our first ever NGW Women's Champion.
Yeah, that is very, very fitting. And then, you know, as we announced earlier tonight, the fam will be taking on PYT's Tobias Storm and Marco Hendricks for the NGW Tag Team Championship. The fam looking to become the first 3-time NGW Tag Team Champions.
I know Alex and Marcellus both want to be, you know, hold that distinction as a 3rd-time NGW Tag Team Champions, but and you know, as much as I don't want to speak highly of these guys, Tobias Storm and Marco Hendricks, they are young, they are hungry, and they want to hold on to those tag team titles for as long as possible. I mean, let's put PYT aside for just a minute. these are two young, up-and-coming talents. And in all honesty, I figured with both of them, it would only be a matter of time for them to be a champion in some way. And here they are, both now the NGW Tag Team Champions. I think it's going to be a lot more of an uphill climb than Marcellus and Alex think. But I believe they're up to the challenge. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no matter what, that I think is going to be one barn burner of a match. But I want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight. Also want to give a special thank you to our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muscatine, Illinois, the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, and ATS Collectibles in Smithton. Did you check out their table at the last show, Guido?
I did, and I was upset with myself that I didn't bring enough cash.
I need to make a trip down there to Smithton to actually check out their storefront here one of these days.
Yeah. I was saying needed a lot more than got it at that table.
Yeah. All right, but I want to thank everybody again for joining us here tonight. Make sure you share, subscribe, and give us a top rope elbow drop on that like button. And check us out at Green County Days this weekend. Absolutely no charge for admission to that. And everybody have a great week. Have a great weekend. And we will see you next week.